Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. George Lundberger. This is At Large at Medscape. For the vast majority of modern Americans who receive the MD degree, that degree confers not only a distinguished permanent label with lofty expectations, but also membership in a learned profession, even a calling, and opens the opportunity for a lifetime of privileged work applying that knowledge and those skills. But for some, obtaining the MD is only one step, perhaps related or a prerequisite or perhaps irrelevant to their main future endeavors. What rules of conduct govern their behavior? The behavior of an American physician is guided by the ethics of medicine, and the laws that govern are those of the state that licenses the physician. When a physician is not practicing medicine, it can become tricky to determine the extent, if any, to which that person has a responsibility to behave in a manner that upholds the best traditions of the medical profession. Should the physician be expected to do so? If performance problems occur, should another yardstick, something like, professional moral turpitude, come into play? Should expectations of physician behavior consider context, or should the more universal doctrine of caveat emptor apply to that physician's other activities? Can a person known to be a physician ever take off the physician hat and don another hat with impunity, even with disregard of possessing the MD and a medical license? There are many examples of known MDs who play roles outside traditional medical practice. Are such deviations concurrent dual careers or add-on hobbies or avocations or sequential careers or what? You help me. Is being an author a dual or subsequent career for Robin Cook or William Carlos Williams or a composer for Alexander Borodin, or a politician for Rand Paul or John Kitzhaber, or a businessman for Bill McGuire? Is being a musician a hobby for the Longwood Symphony Orchestra, or for comedian Steve Allen, or for famed lecturer William Harvey? Did being a financier replace being a physician for Thomas Durant, or an executive for Jim Madeira, or an athlete for Bobby Brown, or an explorer astronaut for Mae Jemison, or an investor for Denton Cooley? Was being a theologian simply an add-on to being a physician for Albert Schweitzer, a very different add-on for members of the Society of Physician Entrepreneurs, real estate developer Tom Rockwell, and actor Ken Jeong? Then we have other categories like radio and television personalities Nancy Snyderman and Drew Pinsky, and editors and columnists like many of us. Are we also still physicians and governed by those ethical and legal conventions? Of course, there are numerous other personal roles like parent, sibling, daughter, spouse, grandparent. How should we handle those omnipresent physician-like, often preposterous, white-coated product endorsers? If they just play a doctor on TV, that is one thing, but what if they are actual MDs? To whom or what are they responsible? I have sometimes been accused of excess idealism, even hyperethicism, and I don't quite know how to handle this conundrum. But what I do believe is that if a person with an MD uses that label to gain advantage over another, in a power relationship, or to gain a position of undue influence, that MD is obliged to follow the ethics and laws of medicine in that representation. If the activities are wholly unrelated to the MD label, perhaps the rules of that other activity, whatever it may be, override. But perhaps not. The next time you see Dr. Oz or other pop docs of his ilk out there hawking the next medical miracle for money du jour, think about this. Maybe we should all just start calling realistically him and his kind Mr. or Ms. or Hey You. Do any of you know if Oz still has a license to practice medicine? That's my opinion. I'm Dr. George Lundberg at large for Medscape.